it occurs to me that it might be useful to talk a little bit about using meditative practice as a kind of first aid. At least it seems to me it's very helpful to have these tools in a first aid box for dealing with the situations that come up in everyday life. I've already alluded to this in talking about mindful driving, in dealing with minor accidents that cause pain. Another way in which this can be used is in situations where you experience anxiety or fear. I have written about, talked about the particular usefulness of breath control in these situations, because when human beings become frightened or afraid or angry, their breathing invariably changes in the direction of becoming rapid, shallow, irregular, and noisy. And you cannot be in these emotional states and maintain deep, quiet, slow, regular breathing. So if you can practice making your breath deep, slow, quiet, and regular, this is a way of controlling those emotional reactions. And I recommend practicing in situations in which you know that you're likely to become anxious, for example, if you have to get up and give a talk in front of other people, if you have to have a conversation with an employee, with a colleague that you know is going to be stressful, practice immediately beforehand doing some deep, slow, quiet, regular breathing, mindful breathing. And then from that space, do the activity, do the thing, engage with whatever it is that would normally make you anxious and afraid or angry. If something happens that catches you unaware, that makes you angry, afraid, fearful, force yourself, and better simply do it because you've practiced it, it becomes a habit to take a few moments to try to recreate that state through control of the breath. I think you'll find that's extremely useful. By the way, this is a technique that I think can also serve you very well in relationships. In relationship, constantly things come up that are challenging, that are stressful. To be able to bring mindfulness into relationship is a way of preventing these ordinary challenges from escalating to the point where they cause emotional reactions that can do real damage, that people hold on to, that can undermine the relationship. Again, a way of carrying what you've learned in the formal practice of meditation into day-to-day living in ways that can be very helpful.